Several victims of torture in Bahrain gave harrowing testimonies of their ordeals and those of their loved ones at this seminar at the House of Lords in London. Some are exiled in the UK after having been forced to leave their country because of their political opposition to the regime.
There is the use of electricity, the shocks, they are using the microwave on the cells, especially on the brain cells, bringing the wife or the teenage daughter in front of you and threatening that they are going right there to rape her.
To be honest with you, past 2 years have shown more aggressive, more dirty ways of torture, starting from diverting people from sleeping, standing, subjecting them to high temperature or low temperature, throwing them inside very cold swimming pools in winter, of course, all kind of beating.
2.5 years after a huge popular uprising broke out in the Persian Gulf nation, human rights defenders say that policemen who murdered and tortured protesters have not been held to account. Meanwhile, Western nations, including the UK, continue to supply the regime with weapons and provide it with political support.
I have 2 members of my family in jail. One of them has 36 screws and 18 plates in his face. He cannot smile as he used to. He cannot talk as he used to. At the same time, he cannot eat as he used to. And then one of the MPs tell me, "Do you want me to come and fight your fight?" No, I don't want you to come and fight my fight. I'm fighting enough. I have a granddaughter. When she goes out, any child she sees, she's 3 years old. She said, "My mommy is in jail. Where is your mommy?"
The international players, let us say, they keep a blind eye to these atrocities and human rights violation in Bahrain, which encourage the regime to continue in these tactics.
Manama says that the uprising was instigated by foreign powers, a reference to Iran, and that it's thoroughly investigated alleged abuses. It says it's currently conducting a national dialogue with the opposition to bring about national reconciliation and reform.
The message from this seminar is that the human rights situation in Bahrain is actually getting worse, despite the international spotlight on the country. And that can only mean one thing, that the regime believes that the international pressure on them isn't serious. Roshan Mohammed Salih, Press TV, London.